Good evening. When Landon asked me to share several months ago, I had shared this, my story back in, I think it was 2014, so quite a while ago at church here, and so I agreed to share it again. I know there's a lot of new people, and many, even those who were here may have forgotten some of the details for sure. Since then, my mom passed away, and definitely a hard thing to go through, a hard time. And thought about maybe putting this off till a little later, but in thinking about it, really, what better time to share my story than now? So definitely feel good about just sharing, and tonight, I'm going to be sharing my story primarily from my childhood, and hopefully just to be an encouragement, to those that are here. My story, there's a lot of people that have much more difficult path than I've had, but I think we can all learn from each other and grow. This past year, my mom had been living with my brother down in Oklahoma, and so she came up here, moved. She had been having some health struggles and fell a couple times, and it was just to a point where it was not safe for her to be by herself in a home, so we decided to move her up here and move her into a nursing home where she could have care full time. So during the past year, had the privilege of being with her a little bit more than I have in the past. Taking her to doctor's appointments or, outings, different things like that, and really blessed to have that. And then, of course, just seemed pretty sudden. I know she'd been struggling with health for quite a while, but when it did happen, she kind of went downhill pretty quick, and within a few weeks, she was gone. So made me reflect just on her life and where I came from, and that's certainly throughout my life, I've wished that I would have had a better home. I wish that I would have grown up kind of normal compared to a lot of other people that I know and see. Especially when I was a child, I struggled with that. Through it all, I think, God's been with me and blessed me in so many ways, and I'm really grateful tonight for how he's done that. I'm going to start with, my childhood. My mom and dad were, I'm the fifth child out of six, and my mom and dad, when I was born, they had lived in Minnesota for a while, and they bought a bus and renovated it into like a motorhome type, and they lived in a bus and were traveling around. And when I was born, they were in Tucson, Arizona, and they actually, there's a mountain close by there, Mount Lemmon, where they would live up there some, but when they knew it was time for me to be born, I guess it was kind of a neat thing, but they went down and went in a parking lot at a park in town, Reed Park, and so I was born in a park. I was born in a bus, but born in a park. I wasn't born in the hospital. They had to go weigh me, so I think a few hours later they took me to a local grocery store and weighed me there. And just some interesting things about my beginning, I guess. We lived in Mount Lemmon. I do remember a little bit about my early childhood, maybe up to, I think we lived in the bus till I was about 4 or 5. I forget exactly when it was. I remember a little bit of the bus, being around there, and there was a woods, like we'd go back in the trail close to the bus, and it was just parked up there in a little parking lot area. And my mom and dad, I don't have a whole lot of memories. I do remember I was scared of him. He was very abusive, or very disciplinarian, I guess. I know that when I was always afraid I was going to do something wrong and get whooped. And some of the stuff I don't remember. I just heard this story when I was a child and I would cry. My mom or my dad would put me in a cedar chest, close the lid, and just wait until I quit crying. I don't know what that did to my heart, but I know it wasn't good. And I guess I heard from some of my siblings that same thing happened to some of the others too. So that was one thing. I remember one time, I was probably 3, I don't know, my dad was giving himself a haircut, and I had a mirror. I was supposed to hold the mirror for him, and I remember I wasn't doing it right, and I was just very afraid that I was going to do something wrong, and I think it was kind of shaky, and I don't remember if I got spanked for being too shaky or not, but I do remember I was scared. Another story, there was something happened that my dad was trying to figure out how or who did it, and so I guess I didn't remember all these details, but my older brother told me what happened later. But we were all lined up, and they, I got blamed. My older brother blamed me. Brother Larian said I did it, and he said that was the hardest thing, watching me get whipped, because he knew it was him that had done it. And he would have gotten a lot worse himself. I don't remember that happening, but I just heard that happened. My older siblings, I had my oldest sister, oldest sibling was Lorinda, and then I had a brother, Larian, and then a sister, Lucy, and a brother, Linford, and then it was myself and a younger brother, Leland. And Larry, the two oldest really got the worst abuse. Larian, some of the stories that he's told, just one time he had something with a neighbor girl. He was teasing her or something, and she told her dad about it or something. And when my dad got home and heard about it, he he went in the shop and got a big dowel rod, like this big around, and gave it to him and said, go wait in the truck, and he knew what was coming. And he took him, they drove far out in the desert, far enough away that nobody could hear, and basically told him that we're going far enough away that nobody can hear you scream, and just started beating him, and he passed out, and I guess when he came to again, he was still beating him, and yeah, he had black and blue marks, just my dad kept him from school for enough weeks that they wouldn't see the bruises. And there were many other stories, but and then my oldest sister Lorinda, my dad abused her, molested her, and actually when that got found out, we were all taken. I don't remember, you know, I didn't remember what was going on, but I do remember going to child services. I went to some place where I was, one of my older brother, Linford, and myself went to one place, and I think the others went to other places, but, you know, I just remember a room with a whole bunch of toys. We could, you know, something I had never seen that before, but my mom and dad divorced then, and my dad was sent to prison. And I don't know for sure, I don't remember this trip. When I came up to Ivan and Ruby's, I think it was sometime around that time. And I was just, I don't remember that trip. I've seen some pictures though. And I guess I was told that I had bruises all over my body, or we both did. And my younger brother Leland and I, I think my grandparents were able to, the only way my mom could keep us is if we had a place to stay, if I have the story right, that they helped buy a house down there so that we could have a place to stay and could be together as a family, so live with my mom there. So I do remember that, and remember going to that house and seeing it, and moving in soon after that. My home life there that's maybe when I had most memories of my time there in Tucson. Older siblings, four older siblings were off either with school friends or jobs or whatever. And I know my younger brother Leland and I were just left to fend for ourselves many times. I mean, we just roamed the neighborhood, ride our bikes around and, I don't know, get into all kinds of trouble, I guess. And I remember also they sent us to daycare. We'd go there and they'd take care of us for during the day when the others were working or whatever. I know mom was always working and not around much during that time. And I heard this story too, or heard this later, but I think mom would sometimes order pizza and lock herself in her room and just, you know, eat it for herself. We didn't get any of that. I know we were always went hungry oftentimes. I knew we were poor. One of the things that during that time that my mom we had a lack of discipline. My mom said that I was disciplined, or all of us were disciplined enough to last our whole life. So we, you know, basically we could do whatever we want. I remember, asking if I could. I had a dream or an idea to dig some holes. I wanted to dig a tunnel underneath, I don't know what it was, underneath the road or under the house or something. And so I asked her if I could dig some holes, and she said, sure, yeah, go ahead. And I remember digging, they seemed huge by the time I was all done, but just digging holes out in the yard is just not, I guess we could do whatever we want. But I also remember the house was very messy. I mean, I remember looking in the living room and just, trash all over the place. And I mean, we could have probably easily collected 3-4 trash bags full of trash just laying around. I remember looking into the laundry room when we'd have clothes that were just dirty clothes just on the floor in piles. I was pretty young and I didn't really know how to do all that stuff myself, but I remember sometimes sorting through that or just looking through it, trying to find something that was maybe worn just a couple less times than what I had on, find something that was a little better to wear for school. Another thing I remember, bad movies like on TV that would come on. I was just, I little 8-year-old me, watching some movies like exorcisms and horror movies and pretty vivid. I remember some of that stuff and that was scary. I don't know how I slept, but that was another thing. I think God, maybe in some ways, God has used that, later on in life when I understood God and spiritual things, and maybe it gave me a better understanding of the spiritual realm too, in some ways, but. Injuries. I had some pretty good ones. I always knew that cats landed on their feet, and so I had this idea that I wonder if I'd put the cat up on the roof, if he could get down by himself, I had to put the ladder up and climbed up there, and somehow the ladder tipped over and I fell down and landed, broke both my arms. My right arm was broken so bad, I think it was hanging down, and my left arm was also broken, at least one of the bones, but my right arm was so bad that they didn't even know that was broken until a little bit later, but I think somehow when some of my siblings, when they recalled that story, I think I kind of embellished the story and said that I was trying to get the cat off the roof but I didn't have quite such good intentions with that one. My brother was had a hammer and was hitting rocks, and it would spark and all that. It was kind of cool. I don't know what kind of flint or something, and was smashing it all up. And I think we were both kind of sitting around in a circle, and I think he hit one, and a piece fell over kind of towards me. So I reached out to grab it to toss it over closer to him, and he smashed it at the same time. I think I still have a scar from that cut in my hand there. And this one's also with my brother, Linford. So I was my younger brother and I came home. Nobody was home, and it was kind of late, I think. Couldn't find anything to eat, and we found some ice cream in the freezer, and it wasn't much, but we ate it all, I guess. And then we just put the box back in there. And anyways, when Linford came home, I don't know if it was his or not, but he was he was angry and yelling at us. And we kind of ran off, and he started throwing stuff at us from the kitchen. And we were around the corner, and he was throwing stuff, and throwing spoons and forks and knives. I peeked around the corner to look, and right then a butter knife went and stuck me right here. If it would have been over a quarter inch, it probably could have easily killed me, but it stuck right there. And I remember going down the hallway, and it was just bouncing up and down, running down to my mom. And I mean, fortunately, it didn't really hurt me much. I mean, it was just stuck there in my nose. But yeah, my brother's apologized for that many times. Well, another thing that he apologized for, and I didn't remember this, but over my mom's funeral, he apologized to this. But I guess him and one of his buddies stuck me in a dryer and let it run for a while. So I guess that was another thing that happened. I do remember I didn't have... Yeah, there wasn't much to eat oftentimes, and I would be left to fend for myself. I remember a couple times making, either just toast or a hamburger. Maybe didn't have any bread, just found some meat and fried it up. Just found some bread, and I remember eating a mustard sandwich, and that's all that we had, and put mustard on it and ate it. I remember we never had fruit. I always wondered how fruit would taste. You'd see pictures or see it advertised or whatever, and I remember looking on cereal boxes, and when you'd see Wheaties or whatever, sometimes outside there's a picture and there's fruit in there, and I remember oftentimes looking in just to see if there's fruit, and never found one with fruit in it. At school, one time, we were in the public school there. We would walk. It was a couple blocks down, so we'd walk there every ourselves. We knew when we were supposed to be there. And they had a lunch program where we could have free lunch. We had this little card that I don't know. I think it was for poor children. You could get this card for free lunch. And the one day when it was time for lunch, I couldn't find my card. I don't know if I lost it or whatever. I couldn't find it. And I told the teacher about it, and she said, well, just, you can go in line, just maybe they'll let you have it anyways, They knew who I was. And so anyways, I went down and they didn't. I asked the lady there at the cafeteria, and she said, no, you can't. If you don't have your card, you can't eat. So I remember I was walking down the hall away from there and just crying. That's the only meal that I would get all day oftentimes. And But I was just going back to the room, didn't know what else to do, and as I was walking past the principal's office, she heard me and came out and asked what's wrong, and so I told her what happened, and she said, "Well, you come with me, and I'll see what I can do." So she had me sit down in her office and wait, and she came back a little bit later, and she had a card for me and took me down there, and I just remember I got to eat then after all that day. Another day, I was walking to school, and this we kind of walked down a back alley, and there was some dogs that would come up to there's a gate there, and the dogs would always, there was a big dog, or maybe two big dogs and a little dog, I don't remember. They'd always bark at us when we go past, and sometimes I would kind of look over the fence and tease them a little bit, but keep going. And the one morning, somehow they must have hit the latch and got loose and came out, and it was my younger brother and I started running, and they tackled me, and I was laying down, and I think there was one chewing on my shoulder, and the little dog was chewing on my ankle. It's just that I don't remember. I somehow fought them off and ran off, and I guess they didn't keep coming after me. I guess they chased me off, and that was enough. But yeah, I went to school, and I think that a teacher saw that I was injured and took me in, and they bandaged my wounds, and then a little bit later the police came by and said to go, he's take me on a little drive, and we went back to that, tried to figure out which house it was that had the dogs, and he said, so we were there in front of him, and I think he went in and talked to him and everything, and then he came back and said, do you want to press charges? I didn't really know what that meant, but I said, well, was that going to make him get in trouble for this? And he said, yeah, they'd get in trouble. And I said, well, I don't want to do that then. I remember telling him that, I guess. There wasn't much he could do then after that, but at school, I do remember not having friends. I was poor, probably stank. I'm not sure. They made fun of me. One day, the first day of school, I do remember this. One of the cool kids, first day of school, there was a new student that came, and I was there a little early, and he came early too, and I was right there, and he was talking to the new kid and saying, this is the guy I was telling you about. I don't know what he said, but I just remember him saying that, and I'm sure it wasn't good, whatever he was telling about. I remember one time we had, I just remember going, they took me and my brother and maybe one or two others somewhere where we could go and just pick out any clothes we wanted. I think it was something with the, charity thing with the state or something that they could get any kind of clothes, and I thought it was great, you could go and just pick whatever you wanted. And I remember coming home and telling my mom about it and my siblings, and my brother was embarrassed, I'm sure. He just said, the only reason you they did that is because you dressed like you're poor. You know, I was just young. I didn't really know any better, but I remember telling my, quoting that phrase, or telling myself I'd never cry, and quoting the phrase, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me. And that's not true. But I think that affected me for a long time, not being able to cry and not being able to really feel. I did have a good friend that came in, I think it was second grade. I would have been there at least 1 year before that, before he came. But he was, I do know he was really friendly, and his name was Aaron. And he was, his house was actually on the way to school, like I'd walk past his place to go to school. And he was just, he was really the only friend I had. I found out later that he was a, I knew he went to church and everything. I found out later that he was a Mormon. His family was Mormon. And actually it was interesting that years later after we were married, I went and actually did a Google search to try to find him. I knew his name and searched and found, like, I don't know, 10 or 15 possible matches and started calling, and actually found there was one in Michigan at University of Michigan there in Ann Arbor, and called him and just asked if he'd ever lived in Tucson, and he was like, yeah, I did, you know. And yeah, it was pretty neat. I got to catch up with him, went and actually visited him one time. That was pretty neat. There was a, also, I remember one, I think she was also a new student to the 1 year, but I noticed that she was friendly too, just a nice, I don't remember her name or anything, but I remember that she, I got a call from her or her parents or somebody invited me over to, like, in an afternoon to have snack or something and play a little bit. So then I thought it was amazing that somebody would from school would call and want me to come. But I went there, and I remember her dad was in a wheelchair, and obviously a good home, and just showed some care and love for somebody at school that wasn't and she yeah, was just being friendly, and I know soon after that happened, I remember out in the parking lot, the other kids were making fun of her because she was being nice to me. So some of you may wonder how I ended up here then in Indiana. And so down there in Tucson, I was 9 years old, went through third grade there in Tucson. And my mom, Lloyd and Edith Thomas, my grandparents' place, were over in Goshen here, and my mom, when she was a teen, Reinhilde, Ira and Reinhilde. Reinhilde came over from Germany as an exchange student and stayed there, so became really good friends with my mom and kind of throughout the years stayed in connection with them. So Ira and Reinhilde, they're just south of town here, attend at Sandy Ridge anyway, so when I was 9 years old, plan was to that my younger brother Leland and I would come up here and stay at the farm for the summer, just get that experience, get some, 3 months or so. And anyways, so we came up here and we remember having supper meal, big meal. I mean, this is the first time I had big Mennonite cooked food like that. And I don't remember asking this, but I was told later that I, after that first night when they were tucking me in bed, I just asked Reinhilde if they're gonna have food left over for tomorrow. So I was just amazed that you could have that much food, I guess. Then at the end of the summer, I guess my mom didn't have enough funds to, get the tickets to come back or whatever. And I think probably my grandparents helped enroll me in UCS here at school. So we attended there and attended that first year. And then through that, just, good influence and also attending church there at Sandy Ridge, and became a Christian during that year. And then at the end of that year, the Iras asked me asked us if we'd be willing, or if they would want us to get guardianship over us to that we'd stay there. And anyways, through all that, we said, yeah, that would probably be the best. It looks like, I'd have a better life here. And so there was a hearing for that, and I think my mom was on the way for that hearing. She was very angry or upset that they'd try to do that, but she missed the hearing. I think they had car trouble maybe, anyways, that happened, that they did get guardianship over us, and then, they had legal right for us to stay there. It's one thing I didn't have. I always knew my mom would have wanted to take me back. So I guess I didn't have the part where I felt rejected by her. So I guess in many ways that was good for me. During that, I know, leading up to that hearing, my dad, I do remember my dad came, and I had never seen him or met him since I was young, because he was in prison and had just gotten out of prison, I think. And Ira's, I remember Ira asking me if I want to meet my dad, and I said, no, I don't want to, I'm not supposed to see him. I could get in trouble, because my mom had told me if he ever gets out, I'm just not supposed to ever see him again. But anyways, they assured me that it's okay. And so I trusted him, was able to meet my dad, and it was good. So then throughout the years, I mean, when I was here living at IRIS, growing up, went to school, attended school through grade school and junior high, high school, and I still have my last name, original last name, Beachy, and, you know, oftentimes we'd have to explain why it wasn't Nestle like the others, and we kind of grew up as, they had twins, Nate and Daniel, that were actually, I was 9 days older than they were, so when I moved, there was like triplets there. And anyways, there were many, many people that had input into my life that, you know, just never know when you're kind or give encouragement, how that can affect somebody. School teachers, I just very grateful for what they inputted into my life, and a few mentors especially that I know really spent a lot of time with me. It was Dave Hostetler and Brandon Mullett. He was my high school teacher. Very impactful, just to help me think through some of the struggle issues that I grew up with, and not being able to cry, and was very impactful. And actually, after we got my wife and I got married, in a few years we went to counseling, marriage counseling, and the counselor just said, when he heard my story, he was like, he couldn't understand how we were still together. I mean, with that, he said, if it wouldn't have been for those couple key men in my life, we'd probably be, you know, who knows where. But I know all the rest of my siblings have all been divorced, and except for my one sister that never did get married. But there's a lot of, yeah, just a lot of brokenness, a lot of hurt. I mean, just reminded again with my mom's funeral. I was with my siblings, and we had, you know, spent at least one evening pretty late just talking and remembering, and you know, I thought of how, you know, some of their children and some of their, would be my nieces and nephews, and just broken lives, and you know, they're trying to do the best they can, and trying to and maybe thinking back at my grandparents, that my mom was adopted, and she they kind of had a vision for giving her a chance and giving her a life, you know, a godly life, and maybe our home can be the ones to carry that vision on. And yeah, I'm just grateful. Grateful for what the opportunities God's given me, and you know, my life wasn't easy, but praise God that regardless where we come from, we can still have, you know, equal standing in inside of God through what Jesus has done for each one of us. I have a slideshow here, just maybe to maybe put some pictures, I guess, to some of the stories. I call it an unexpected journey. So this is my my grandparents, Lloyd and Edith Thomas, and my mom there. Oops. Yeah, when she was a teen. There's my mom and Reinhilda during that time. That's my mom and dad, John and Irene. I don't know if that was the engagement picture or... Does this automatically advance to the next? Maybe it's set that way. Well, it might click to the next one before I'm ready, but this is my family here. Like, I think it was 1982. That's all my siblings and my mom and dad. We were probably in Mount Lemmon at that time. This was a picture of my younger brother Leland and I. We were at the park eating lunch or something, I don't remember. That's a picture of the bus. You can see it's kind of set up kind of like a house. There's me at age 4. Actually, I should go back to all my siblings there. So the top right there is my oldest sister, Lorinda. And then beside her is my brother, Larian. And then my brother, Linford, and Lucy is way on the left there, and she's actually older than Linford, so she would be next after Larry, and then Linford, and then me. I'm sitting on my dad's lap, and then my younger brother Leland is sitting on my mom's lap. All right, there's my brother Leland and me. Also, when I was about 4. This is when I was in kindergarten. Some of my classmates there in my class picture. This was at our house there in Tucson, backyard. I do remember that tree. I climbed that sometimes just for fun. You can see it's kind of a mess there. There was a, like, just kind of to the, over towards this way, there was a pool. I remember that. I think it wasn't taken care of very well. Sometimes there was green water in the bottom of it, and I remember that. We used it more for riding our bikes around in there than anything. There was my first grade picture. There's my siblings and my mom. That's when, I think it was 1983, my grandparents came for a visit. Just to see how we were doing. second grade picture, third grade. That's fourth grade. That was here at UCS when I was living up here. And that was a Christmas picture there, some gifts we got there at Ira's. That's with my lovely wife, Angie. That was the proposal night. Kind of advancing pretty quick here. graduation in 98. And then our wedding day also in 98, October. This was our family in 2011 after all our children were born. Natasha, Jaren, Jada, and Olivia. And here's a more recent picture of all of us, including Jason, son-in-law Jason. And Jason's actually related to my through my grandma Edith, Lloyd and Edith Thomas, so he'd be kind of in that side of the family. So we're definitely grateful to have him as part of our family as well. As I mentioned before, I've been blessed in many ways and just grateful. I think that's probably the biggest thing that's helped me get where I'm at is just being grateful and also God's grace, of course. Thankful for all the time and energy that people have put in my life. Ira's, I know it wasn't easy to take an extra, set of boys into their home, but them and teachers and school friends, church friends, my wife, just thankful to each one for how they've invested in me. If I think back to my time there in Arizona, running around in the neighborhood and whatever, what are the slim chances that I would end up with a little Amish girl up here in Indiana? God is amazing how God can work in each one of our lives. Just have a couple verses here that I just wanted to read it's in Zechariah 7, verse 8, 9, and 10 says, "And the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, Execute true judgment, show mercy and compassions every man to his brother. Oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor, and let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart." That's all I have. Thank you.